During my last period, I look out the window and see Amy. The school halls are separated by strips of grass, and it's hard to see through some of these hazy old windows, but I spot the back of her head, the blue in her hair, whenever the boy next to her sits up straight or leans back.
Marcos, may I have your attention, please?
Ms. J keeps on lecturing about the Constitution, the clock above her head showing 2 minutes left before my prank starts. You can feel the charge up in here, the excitement ready to rip through. No offense to Ms. J, who I sort of like. She gets excited about her lessons, talks history like the events happened yesterday. While other teachers bore themselves as much as us, Ms. J is so into history that she keeps a blog about it. Though I ain't never checked it out, I gotta admit, it's cool she has one. On it, she supposedly posts reminders of homework, links to videos and websites that can give us more perspective on what we learn in class, so we don't accept just one version of history. That's what she's always saying. Most of all, I like her because last semester she let me do extra credit so I could pass the class. If there's one teacher who should not be pranked, it's Ms. J. But after all those boring classes, sometimes I need fun in last period. These pranks started the first week of school when I came up with a great disruption and gave everybody the instructions. At exactly 2:20, everybody got up, did 3 jumping jacks, and sat back down. I remember the screeching of chairs made Ms. J turn from the whiteboard, the last letter going squiggly before she turned to face us. It was the first time I'd seen her frown. A few weeks later, in the middle of a test, we got up and did a spin while shouting a Michael Jackson, hee hee. Once we barked. The week before Christmas, we stood, right hands over our hearts, to recite the last line of the Pledge of Allegiance. With liberty and justice for all. I see a girl going into Amy's classroom, probably some office dork with a green slip, which means a family emergency, or else you got busted. I know about them slips. The girl walks over and hands it to Amy. A white slip. I got no idea what they mean. I check the clock again. Just in time. The thin red hands ticking off the last few seconds.
We have the oldest constitution of any major government, Ms. J's saying. And it's also...
We get up, hop onto our chairs, and applaud like our teacher just won The Voice. She looks around, maybe trying to spot the kid responsible for this. Her eyes stay on me a little too long. Her change from shocked to annoyed is always super quick, like when somebody gets pantsed. She's got to be pushing 40, but looks super young right now, waiting with arms crossed, squeezing the blue marker in her right hand. It's the noisiest this class has ever been. We keep clapping, going on. Damn, 15 seconds? I forgot to tell everybody for how long. Now what? Chloe in the front row whips around first, and then everybody's looking at me, the leader. I stop clapping and sit down. They do the same. Ms. J's also sitting, elbows on her desk, face in her hands.
Please read Unit 16, she says,
so low you can barely hear her.
I need a minute.
The door opens. Mr. Parekh from across the hall, shirt pocket, holding pens, pokes his torso through the barely open door.
Everything okay?
Yes,
Ms. J says. Not buying that, he comes all the way in to ask us.
What's going on?
I'd also like the answer to that. Ms. J's hair is a curtain hiding her face. Could she be crying? No way. If the barking prank and Michael Jackson prank didn't break her, this can't have neither. Not in a million years.